Welcome to the My Crazy Office Podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Katherine Crowley. They are committed to helping you navigate the hardest part of any job, the people. And now, here are Kathy and Katherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Katherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office.
So before we got on the air, we had a little discussion here about the lighting in the room.
That's right.
So I just thought we'd let you know that Logan and I like it kind of romantic. And Katherine likes it.
Romantic.
You know, well, the lighting, you
Let's
know.
Let's describe it's romantic. We have two cheap lamps that let off very little light.
Nice.
It has a little ambiance to it. I don't know.
It's got ambiance. That's good. Okay.
So Katherine likes the two overhead
halogen lights.
Yeah. No.
Stark.
It's just too.
It just feels very medical to me. That's the thing.
That's
okay.
A good description.
Well, we don't want to be medical at My Crazy Office.
No, we don't. There was no attitude. There was no like mood setting.
Yeah. Okay. Lighting. Well, we've got plenty of mood here. This is good. Oh. So we'll go with it.
Logan, she likes it.
She's a good. Well, she doesn't really have a choice. It's two against one.
It's true.
Democracy.
We've been working on making this room a happy room to make us funnier. Anyway.
It is happy.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, I'm sure we have some questions today. What do we have?
What can an employee do when the boss procrastinates giving a review?
Mm.
I'm in this situation and starting to feel insulted. I like how you guys did that in unison. Raises were given on September 1st and still no review from the boss. She is a control freak and a procrastinator. Last year, the reviews were due before September 1st, and she gave reviews after four paychecks that included the raise.
Mm.
How can an employee know what they are doing well and what they are not without timely feedback? This year's raise was not as good, and I would like to know the reasons. She does not realize how her procrastination affects others. How do I approach the subject with her without sounding like a jerk?
You know, bosses hate this. They hate
doing reviews.
They hate doing reviews.
Uh-huh.
They're a pain in the neck.
They are.
And I don't know what the form is like in your company, the person who sends in this question, but it could be very complex and it's just time consuming.
So you're sympathizing with the boss in this scenario.
Unfortunately, I am. Look, I don't like that the boss is doing this, but
yeah.
I think there's a better way. And we talk about it in Working With You Is Killing Me. And
yes.
That's that you really have to take control of the situation and meet with your boss on a regular basis.
We call it managing up,
that's
right?
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
And you should always know where you stand with your boss. I mean, to get a raise and not know what it's based on, there's something wrong with that picture that only once a year you know where you stand. You should know where you stand all the time.
Yes.
Like, you know where you stand with me, Katherine, right?
I sure do.
And Logan, do you know where you stand with us?
I sure do.
We have very regular meetings and we manage each other very well, I think. But here's the thing. I want to just say that it is very hard to work for this kind of person, a procrastinating control freak. I've met a few in my life and they are perfectionists and they think that they're doing you a favor by taking a long time because they want to do it right. So I'll just say that it's hard, but you can't expect this person to change. She's probably not going to change. Even if you approached her and said, look, could you evaluate me in a timely fashion, which in itself will probably sound like a criticism, they're not going to change the way they operate.
Well, that's probably true.
Yeah.
All right. So you're saying this is what, a procrastinating control freak?
It's a very interesting dynamic, though. It seems like two opposites to me, though.
To procrastinate
and not want to do anything, but also to be a control freak and want to have everything
it's very common, actually, because what happens is control freaks, and we know this, Kathy, become bottlenecks, right?
Yes.
So they end up having stacks and stacks of work, Logan, that only they think they can do. So they end up behind, no matter what. So it ends up looking like they are actually procrastinators.
Ooh.
Right?
Yeah, but see, I still think that you can manage this kind of a boss.
And I agree.
And let go of this yearly review thing and start to find out where you stand with this person on a regular basis.
Or tell them where you stand.
Right. You could go to them and say, look, I just want to talk about my accomplishments for the last month and find out whether they perceive them as accomplishments.
Uh-huh.
So then by the end of the year, you know where you stand and the raise will either make sense or not. And you'll have, you know, a stack of 12 pieces of paper that you had meetings about.
So you're talking about a monthly check-in where you sort of report everything you've accomplished.
Right.
and keep the conversation about what that might mean for your promotions or raises in the going.
Yeah, I think we make a mistake. We think that the boss should manage us and should manage themselves, and they're sort of the parent. And the truth is, you know, that's a big job.
Right.
This boss may even have another job on top of it. I don't know.
Definitely.
But, you know, you got to meet your boss halfway and manage them, manage this process. It's not all about them. She has a role here. She has more power. I don't know if it's a woman or not, but this person has more power than they think.
Okay, so that's an important message. You have more power than you think.
Yes.
And you need to manage up. And we're sorry that you didn't get the raise that you want, but going forward, you can do something about it.
Yeah, and the other thing is you might want to leave this job.
Get a transfer. Even a lateral move might be good if you find a better fit. But I think just one thing you said that's true is most bosses today have two jobs. They have whatever they're being paid to do that's technical, right, that has to do with the business. And then they have managing, which is usually the last thing
they
want to
do. And they all hate the review process. So I just think it's an ongoing conversation, not a once-a-year conversation.
So help her help you.
Okay. I don't like that phrase, but I'll go with it.
For the sake of the question.
Yeah. All right. Do we have a second question, Logan?
We do. I have a colleague who served as a mentor to me. He's an expert in our shared industry and taught me a great deal over the years. I recently got promoted to a position in another department, and my former mentor is acting very strangely. He seems to find fault with anything I present at meetings and talks to me in a tense, angry manner. I feel like he's angry that I'm growing professionally. Any tips for handling the situation?
Oh, I know. This breaks my heart.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, this is sort of the dark side of mentors. I mean, everybody needs a mentor, but then when you grow beyond them, they get a little hurt.
Yeah, it's very true. Mentors love being mentors. They love being the role model, the one with the answers, the one with the experience, the one with the authority, the one who knows what's best for you. Mm-hmm. And so when you grow beyond them, classically, that's a problem.
Yeah, I mean, I think we've had mentors and we've gotten to the point where we even mentor them, and it's mm-hmm. gone fairly smoothly. Mm-hmm. So how do you handle someone where it doesn't go smoothly? I guess you have to thank them and acknowledge them more.
I think, well, one thing is you may have to let them be angry for a little while. That may just be part of the course, but I agree with you, Kathy. I think.
What do you mean let them be angry for a while?
You can't stop someone from being angry and hurt.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And I think there is some fallout that just happens by virtue.
So let their emotions run their course and then.
To some degree, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, what you can do where you have the power and control is in appreciating and acknowledging all that they've contributed to
you. Don't you think a gift might be a good idea? Like send a bottle of wine or something? Like send a gift?
And say drown yourself.
Sorry, I got promoted. But drink up.
Just if I haven't acknowledged you enough, I want to thank you now. I don't know, there's public acknowledgement and then there's private acknowledgement.
I don't know that you even have to give the bottle of wine. I think you could take them out to lunch and just say, mm-hmm. you know, this promotion has happened and it couldn't have happened without you.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I really I appreciate everything you've done for me. And I'm going to keep that in the forefront every time when I have a success, I'll be noting the fact that you are the person who got me here.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, I think, you know, we tend to forget to thank those that got us to where we are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's probably, you know, maybe that's what happened with this person. Maybe they didn't.
Right. And then you think, what's their problem? He should be happy for me. What's his problem? You know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's tricky. And it's, as I say, it's a little sad. There's a loss that's involved
because
the relationship has changed.
This must mm-hmm. happen with parents also, where as their children grow up and they're not needed on the day-to-day basis of being a parent, I'm talking about myself, they're not needed
as an authority,
and
right?
And maybe this is why my cat became my child after the child moved out, so I have somebody to take care of.
Cooking her cooking.
I cook
chicken.
I cook for the cat.
We're unraveling a lot of Kathy's personal life right now.
I think it's great that you're talking about it, but it's very true. I think that mm-hmm. that does happen, and that too is a loss, right? It's wonderful to have a child look up to you and think that you've got the answers and that you're really a superpower, really, for
mm-hmm.
them.
Right, mm-hmm. but not anymore.
Yeah, So, yeah, but the same is true there. It makes a big difference. Doesn't it make a big difference when your daughter acknowledges you and appreciates you?
Oh, definitely. When she comes back and says, I couldn't have gotten here without you. You we need to hear that.
Everyone mm-hmm. needs to hear that. Appreciation.
Okay, so I'm not going to reveal anymore. I'm going to say that's it for this segment.
I need to be appreciated too. Yes, join us next time for another My Crazy Office podcast. And please don't forget to send your questions and your stories to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
Join us next time for another My Crazy Office podcast. And don't forget to send your questions to info@mycrazyoffice.co.